right. Shalom, shalom, everybody. This is Joseph Israel, and I am here on the Kingdom Road Radio Show with a very, very special guest. Very excited for this show today. We're doing a video stream and an audio stream to be sent out to the world. I am here with Methodist Pastor Keith Johnson of BFA International. Shalom and greetings, Brother Keith.
Don't turn off the radio. It's okay that it says Methodist. I'm officially a Methodist, but they got me on the most wanted list. So, I'm kind of one of those renegade Methodists. Officially, I've gone through the process, but I don't think that much of what I talk about matches with what's happening in the Methodist Church. But that's okay, Joseph, because I want to deal with the people behind the walls of the church.
Yes, and I totally respect that. So, Brother Keith, I mean, you've written some wonderful books, His Hallowed Name Revealed Again, and also A Prayer to Our Father, co-authored with Nehemiah Gordon, our brother, and you have a wonderful webpage, BFA International, and, you know, explain to us what's going on with BFA and also the international aspect of this ministry.
Oh, there's so much. You're catching me at the right time. I actually just got back from what we call a Far East Initiative. I've been in Singapore and mainland China. Some doors that have opened that are just, I wish I could talk more about those. Some of that has to do with sensitivity to those places, but there's some amazing things that are happening. And I'm going to be talking a lot more about this when we're face-to-face as we talk about the conference. But BFA has been a ministry that is really, if I can use this word, the ministry is a manifestation of a call. The call is a manifestation of an invitation. And in 2002, I was invited to Israel. I believe the Father invited me there for his feast for Shavuot. And as I was there, I had an experience, Joseph, that if I never have any other revelation, if I never have any other word from heaven, what happened there will last from now until the rest of my life. And what it was is, as I was there, I encountered three things. I talk about them all the time. If you go to bfainternational.com, you'll see these three things. If you hear me talk, I'll talk about these three things. And these three things happen to also be the things that any time a country came into Israel to take over Israel, they always outlawed these three things. And What are these three things? God's time, God's Torah, and God's name. His tetragrammaton, his four-letter name. And so those countries would come in and they'd say, boy, if we're going to get these Israelites under our control, we got to make sure they don't have access to God's time, God's Torah, and God's name, because those things give the Israeli people, the people of Israel, a relationship with the God of Israel. And so those nations were smart. When I got to Israel, I encountered these three things. After being in ministry for so many years, it changed my life, it changed my ministry, it changed my family. And there's been a lot of things since then. We can talk about them, but it's been an amazing journey.
Amen. And what I get, you know, from listening to the Prophet's Pearls with Nehemiah Gordon and the Torah Pearls from before that even, and listening to even the Open Door series that you did, where you and Nehemiah kind of trading back and forth, giving some wonderful teachings there. One of the things I really love about you, Keith, is that you don't get in the religious rut. You call it straight, and you seem to have this love for all humanity, a love for Israel, but also a love for all people on this earth, willing to go to China, willing to go to even Nigeria and anywhere. I'm sure the Father sends you, you're willing to go, like you said, send me, here I am.
Yeah.
You got that Isaiah spirit.
Yeah, the interesting thing about that is when I read the Bible, I find out something really amazing. That even from the beginning of time, God had an international view, an international vision for what he wanted to have done. And he told Israel, you'll be a light, not to yourselves, but you'll be a light to the nations. And so for me, it's very natural to move beyond religion. Let me say it really, really clear. I do not like religion. I believe everything that God did was about a relationship. And the relationship is the thing I want to focus on. As Yeshua himself said, when they asked the question, what are the two most important? What's the most important commandment? He says, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, and mind. And then he does the second thing, and to love your neighbor. And your neighbor simply does not mean the person that's next door. Your neighbor means anybody that you cross paths with. And I happen to cross paths with people, Joseph, all over the world. And I'll tell you something that's amazing that's happening. People all over the world are coming to a place of desire, not for religion, but for a relationship with the creator of the universe. And I believe that we have an opportunity in this generation like no other generation to help facilitate that by getting people back to his word.
Amen. Amen. I 100% agree. I love it. Yes. I love it. So for those that have followed me over the years, I came from a tradition of calling on the name as using the vocalization that is popular in today's world called Yahweh. And through studying some personal revelation and through deep study of information that Nehemiah Gordon has brought out, that you brought out, and obviously what you all brought out pointed us to the actual text, the Aleppo Codex, being able to review the Aleppo Codex myself, knowing Hebrew a little bit myself and studying deeply, and also some brothers and sisters, or some sisters from Israel, actually, and reasoning with some people on this subject opened a lot of doors. I put out a study called the Divine Name Study, Part 1 and 2, which walks through my personal place and also historically and tries to walk people through it a little bit, why we made this change. And when presented with more information, we have to be able to make the change in life. And I see that with you also in your life, like as you got called to Shavuot in Israel and how it's affected you. And just being, you know, we'll talk about the name in a second, but just to talking about, to give encouragement to brothers and sisters who find themselves in a religious rut, whether they're Hebrew roots or Messianic or Christian or even in Judaism, being willing to deal with this relationship and really hear what the Father is calling them to do.
Amen. You know, it's interesting, Joseph, I wish we were, you know, maybe we can do some other interviews where we could pick one of the T's.
Yeah.
You know, God's time, God's Torah, God's Tetragrammaton. There's so much that I've already done on the name that I'm just so excited about. That's why I love the fact that we have both a video series, a book is Hallowed Name Revealed Again, audio, radio, all that sort of stuff. But I got to tell you why I'm mostly excited to talk to you today. I have to tell you which T I want to focus on. In fact, who knows, maybe in the future we'll do a return to the name conference. Who knows? But for now, we're doing this return to the book conference. And before we get to that, I just have to tell you, I have been literally, how can I use this word? I've been captivated by a very important phenomenon that I'm noticing in the community of believers, whether that be believers in Judaism, believers in Christianity, Messianic, Torah observant. I'm realizing something, Joseph, that really has kind of shocked me. Fewer and fewer people have an understanding of just how important the book is that we're talking about. And we talk about the book, we're talking about the Torah, we're talking about the Tanakh, which would be the basis for anything that happened anywhere else in our English Bibles or in any language of Bible. And what I'm finding, Joseph, is that people have a lot less information about this book than I thought. I mean, I have to be honest. I've talked to many, many people. If you ask them a simple question, so tell me, where did your Bible come from? Tell me about your translation. Tell me about your, you know, the language, the history, and the context. So I have been really excited about diving into the T again of Torah, and as a result, this conference that we're going to be doing, which we'll talk about a little bit later, is the manifestation of that. And how many people are saying, you know what? I've got to get back to the book. I've got to get back to the Word of God. I got to know what the Word of God says beyond translation, beyond interpretation, beyond ideology, beyond theology, all these things that people say they're people of the book, but yet they don't understand it because they don't read it. And because they don't read it, they're at risk of things being interpreted by all the different religions that in many times have gotten away from the book. Can I get an amen on that, Joseph?
Amen. You can get a double amen.
Yeah, so that's why right now, you know, like I said, we could maybe do something else on the name or something else on time. We did a powerful series called Time Will Tell that went all over the world on getting back to God's clock. Who knows, maybe one day we'll return to his clock conference. But for now, we're dealing with the book. And
amen.
And I was excited when I heard from you. You did. So I want to tell your listeners something about you that really excited me. You know, you are the kind of person, Joseph, that will do like Moses does. He sees the burning bush, and what does Moses do? What in American society, if people saw a burning bush, they would just move on and wait for the 10 o'clock news to see whose house was on fire. But what Moses did is he slowed down, and he took a second look. And Joseph, I've been walking with you a little. You don't know this. I've listened to you. You're the kind of guy who's like Moses. You just mentioned it with the name. You slowed down and you took a second look. And that's really why I'm excited to be talking to you. I think there are probably people who are listening, hopefully, who are also like that, that need to slow down and take a second look. And really our site, BFAinternational.com, I can make a statement today that I can say with 100% validity. There's nothing on the BFAinternational.com site that is not based in the Word of God, language, history, and context. Our entire mission, people say to me, Keith, you say it all the time, but this is why I believe God did what he did for me. Inspiring people around the world to build a biblical foundation for their faith. Now, if you'll let me give a testimony to your listeners about what really happened to me in Israel, I think you'll understand why I'm so, and I use the word lately, I've been saying I'm jazzed about this, but why I'm so excited about the mission of BFA and what's happening. As we speak today, your listeners will hear something that even our community will not hear. Remind me to tell you what happened today regarding Israel that's connected to this. So in 2002, I get this just a wonderful invitation through a dream to go to the land of Israel at the time of Shavuot. And as I'm there, I have an encounter with these three things: God's time, God's Torah, God's name. But the one related to Torah is that I was on a tour under the old city of Jerusalem. And if you've ever been to Jerusalem, it's this amazing thing. Not until after 1967 did we even have access to the tunnels that are underneath the Western Wall that you see and underneath the Temple Mount. These tunnels are so amazing, Joseph. So I go down under the Western Wall, and there is a huge stone. And this stone is larger than a bus. They say it's some 600 metric tons, the size of this stone. Whoa. That is the foundation for what's happening above, where people are praying, davening, and above there, you've got people, you know, up on the Temple Mount doing what they're doing. But at the very bottom of it is the stone, which is the largest stone that is the basis for the Western Wall. And as I see the stone, I simply hear these words: Keith, have your faith be based on a stone like that. Make your faith be on a stone like that. And how is that going to be done? It's going to have to be in the Word of God. That's what we have, Joseph.
Amen.
We have his word. And so from that was the vision of inspiring people to build a biblical foundation for their faith, that everything I do, everything I say, everything I preach about, everything I teach about, probably people get bored about it. Keith, what's this big deal about building a foundation? Because there's this shifting going on, Joseph. What's the new teaching? What's the new thought? What's the new book? What's the new idea? If we have the Word of God as our foundation, we are not tossed left and right, up and down, whatever the new thought is, or we connect to a teacher and the teacher falls and we fall. Hey, forget about the teachers. Get to the Word of God. Get to the foundation of our faith. And if we can get to that, if we have more people like that, then we become a witness to the nations. And I will tell you, my friend, what's happening at the end of August, as of today, will be a witness to the nations. You, my friend, can I tell people this? Didn't you just yesterday sign up, don't you? Is it true, Joseph, that last night I saw a note that said that you and maybe your wife, I'm not sure.
Yes.
Someone, who else is coming? You and your wife are going to come to Carolina, and we together are going to encounter the depth of that stone, the foundation of our faith in the Word of God. Are we going to be together? Are we going to? I'm going to be able to give you a hug.
Yah willing, I will be there. I'm so excited. I will be there. This is such a blessing. Yes, Brother Keith, I can't wait to see you face to face.
Anyway, I just have to let you know that's really where this whole idea of the actual mission of BFA, but now I'm watching it happen, Joseph. I'm
Amen.
Watching people around the world get connected to the Word of God. I just came back from the Far East. You would not believe what's happening. You would not believe what's happening in places like mainland China, Singapore, Taiwan, Indonesia. Things that I mean, I don't know how much time we have that I can start talking about this stuff. It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, and I think this is really incredible because, like you said, a witness to the nations and what's going on, you know, taking it back to this bedrock of our faith. And I can't wait. Maybe one day you can show me this rock under the Temple Mount. And I think
yes, we must go.
Yeah, amen. But, you know, this idea, like you said, forget about the teachers in the sense that if the teacher falls, the people, they don't, like a sheep without a shepherd. We live in a time, like you said, where I'm looking at behind this screen here, I don't know, 20 scriptures and reference books also, Brown Drivers Briggs, all, you know, the Greek, Hebrew and Greek lexicons, you know, every translation, Torahs, you know, from the Hebrew, Septuagint. We have the ability to get the truth at this moment.
I got to tell you something. I don't get a chance to talk to folks like you very often who can understand kind of what I'm saying. And maybe your listeners, I think from what you've told me, you've got some pretty sharp listeners out there. I did something really radical. My wife, she just said to me, "What? You know, I went to Trinity Evangelical Divinity School. I got my master's at Trinity, graduated in 1991, you know, have undergraduate, college, you know, seminary, all of that stuff, which is great. I don't want to discredit those that go through that process. I believe that those that go through that process can have an encounter. However, what happened to me, Joseph, is that as a result of this invitation to Israel, I realized something really important. What I had been learning in all of my studies was basically how to take this information and present it to people and whatever. But what I wasn't doing, and this is kind of embarrassing, what I wasn't doing was really reading it in its context, language, history, and context. So when I start that process, you know, it changed my life. It literally changed my life. I have to tell you, there are times I'll be reading my Bible in its original language, history, and context, and I literally have to get up and walk away. The revelation is so deep. As I say, you give people good information, inspiration, and sometimes a revelation will come. And then the revelation that you talk about is based on being inspired in the information of the Word of God. See, if the biggest shock that I've had, I'm probably going too far here.
Go for it.
If I should slow down. The biggest shock that I have had as a result of being introduced to the Hebrew Roots Movement, Messianic Movement, and in some Torah observant people, is that I would go to some of the teachers, and please don't hear this as disrespect, because I've actually committed my life to helping leaders have the information for themselves. This is not a slam to them. But I realized how many leaders there were that have not gone through the process that you went through. They haven't really gotten a chance to look at it in language, history, and context because they're too busy. They feel like they don't have time. It's too difficult. And so they take some shortcuts. So I couldn't believe how many leaders, if I said to them, well, if let's look at what it says in the original language, and they'd say, well, that's not something that I read or something that I understand. And then oftentimes what they would do, Joseph, is then go to the teachers of that information and take their opinion so that when you bring the information from the book, they say, well, my understanding is XXX. Okay, but let's look at the book. Well, we can't look at the book together. Why? Because they haven't taken the time to understand it in language, history, and context. So what BFA International is about is giving people the tools, and what we're going to do at the Return to the Book Conference, when it's all said and done, is give people tools that they can dig down to the bedrock of that book for themselves. And there are some tools that you don't even know about, Joseph, that are just now being developed in the land of Israel that are absolutely amazing. And by God's grace, He's given us access to that information, which we're going to be bringing first at the Return to the Book Conference. And
amen.
So much more.
Amen. This is exciting. And this actually leads me to the next thing I wanted to ask you about. So the rebirth, the resurrection, so to speak, of the Hebrew language in the land of Israel.
Oh my goodness!
Is,
are you going to get me? Come
on! All right.
Are you really going to have me talk about this? There's no way we're going to get done with this. Okay, go ahead.
All right. So So with the Return to the Book Conference, which I really want everyone who's interested and can do it to go on there and reserve their ticket, because I think it's going to sell out. And but you have a very special guest, Elazar, Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda, the grandson of the, you know, great ben Yehuda, who I'm holding his his pocket dictionary here. I mean, we live in a time of fulfillment of prophecy, in my opinion. And go, you know, this is so important to the revelation.
I have goosebumps.
Amen.
I have goosebumps when you're talking about this. No, I'm gonna tell you why I have goosebumps. Because the man who's coming as my special guest, Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yehuda, has written a book called Fulfillment of Prophecy. He's gonna bring that book.
Wow.
At this conference. And that book is about his grandfather. And who is his grandfather? For those that don't know, we put up a video from CDN. They did a phenomenal video called The Hope of Israel, I think it is. And we have this link available. I'll send it to you on BFAinternational.com.
I'll post it.
And it's, yeah. If forget the conference, please see this video just to understand the significance of the man, Eliezer ben Yehuda, and what he did for the land of Israel. In short, I would just say this. There's nothing on my calendar that says I'm going to meet this man. I'm on my way to Singapore. I get a phone call from a very dear friend, Rich Pogen, who's actually going to be there also. This man, Rich Pogen, and his wife, Margaret, have asked a really important question. They said, why is it that when I read my Bible, it says law, but when I open up the book that, you know, Yeshua read, it doesn't say law, it says Torah. And what's going on there? So this question led them to have an interview with Rabbi Eliezer ben Yehuda in Jacksonville, Florida. They say, Keith, can you come there? I'm like, no, I'm Keith, you got to come here. Okay. We go to meet this man, and in 1 hour's time, he blessed me abundantly where I'm in the house of the grandson of the man that I would say, as it pertains to the Hebrew language and the ability for Israel to this day to fulfill prophecy of Isaiah, that people from all of the four corners of the earth, there's one requirement when they get to Israel, Joseph, guess what it is? When you come from France, when you come from Russia, when you come from the United States, when you come from Germany, you gotta learn the language. This one language, which is the Hebrew language, was a dead language. It's the only ancient language that's been resurrected. It was resurrected by the grandfather of the man who's coming to the return to the book conference, Eliezer ben Yehuda. We have this video for him. But this man who's coming in his own right is a historian. He's a scholar. He's an author. But more than that, Joseph, he loves everybody. He's a rabbi who loves everybody. He has this house, and he said to me, this is what he said to me. He said, Keith, ask me. Go ahead. Ask me. Anywhere you ask me to come, I'll go with you. After 1 hour with this man, he's coming to tell you guys what we have set up for this short, probably Friday night until Sunday at noon. You're going to get so much information. You're going to be so inspired. You're going to have so much revelation. You will leave this conference ready to get to the power of the book. He's coming. I'll be there. I've got a special presentation we're going to be doing. Now, so let's stay there. Rabbi, has it been all we had? It'd be great. But you also get to let me loose for a while.
That's right.
To share some of what's happened in the last few years and information I think people need, especially those. I want to talk to those that may be listening today that they get nervous. Joseph, they get a little nervous. They get nervous about you. They get nervous about me. They think that there's something going on that just doesn't seem right. Why aren't you guys, preaching from behind a pulpit every morning where we know you're under the control of the denomination?
Right.
You guys are kind of radical. Well, I know a man 2,000 years ago who just was out walking the land, finding the disciples and people that wanted to get back to the book, to get back to the Word of God. And as a result of that, we've got an entire movement called Christianity that in many ways has left its root. So for me, I want to help people get back to the root. And I can't do that sitting in one place. I've got to go wherever he sends me. And right now, I'll talk to wherever he tells me to talk. So those that are listening, I hope they will consider something that I haven't done for our whole ministry. And I've never invited people to my town. I call Charlotte my town. Where we're going to invite people like you and others, if they can make it to Carolina, for what I think will be a powerful experience of encountering this book.
Amen. Yes, my brother, this is very exciting, and I really do agree, and I think The non-traditional approach is the way that Yeshua, the rabbi of Nazareth or from Nazareth, he did approach it that
he
way.
Started it.
Exactly, he started right. It's a beautiful thing, and you know, when you look at it, he didn't have to. You know, they said, "Where did this man learn from? Where did he get his authority?" He didn't have to say,
exactly.
"I got it from." You know, he got it from this. He got it from the Torah, you know, the book. And one of my brothers in my band, I'll even say his name, Michael Walker, he watched your video on the Open Door series, and you kept saying the book that Yeshua read. This is the book that Yeshua, and he called me up and he said, I got to read the book that Yeshua read, you know? And I said, you have it. It's there. It's just, you know, it's called the Tanakh, which they've told you is the Old Testament. And he's already versed in it, you know, pretty well. But just saying, it got him so happy to look at it in that way, because,
yeah.
You know, man. So hallelujah! It's touching people in the way it's presented.
Know,
yeah, go for it.
Yeah, I will tell you something. It's been a humbling experience. I want to talk to the people that are listening in. And again, I hope that we can share this interview with our BFA community,
yes,
the international community. There are more and more people, Joseph, that are coming, having their own, if I can use the word, awakening. And it's really funny. Some of them are awakened when they realize that God has a calendar. Some of them are awakened when they realize that God has a name. And some of them are awakened when they realize God's word from 3,500 years ago is still good today. And those awakenings have people saying, so what's going on? Why? What did I miss here? I mean, hey, everyone that's listening, I am a United Methodist ordained pastor who's gone through seminary, and there were basic concepts that I didn't get when I was in with all that religious training, mm-hmm. that I only got when I opened the book and read it, not as a reference tool, but read it as the living word of God. And again, that's really, really what I want to have people. My wife asks me all the time, why did you do this certain thing? And she'll say, well, why did you do this certain thing? And I'll always give the same answer as it pertains to ministry. It has to fit
with the book, with the scriptures. There was a little technical difficulty there. We lost Keith, connection with Keith, and we're bringing him back in right now. This is the Kingdom Road Radio Show with Keith Johnson. Shalom, shalom.
Right. 2 months ago. I'm reminded, you know, as far away from Charlotte as it can be, because I'm going to inspire people to build a biblical foundation for the faith. And then to see it happen and to hear the testimonies and to see people that are awakening to God's time, God's Torah, God's name, and knowing that this is a part of the mission. I have to tell you, you can probably tell I'm a little excited.
Yes.
Just being able to talk about it. And I can't wait to have a live presentation because I haven't done that for a while. I've done a lot of work with leaders, a lot of work with individuals, a lot of work on the internet, a lot of work on radio and television. That's all been wonderful, but now I get to do what I really love. Have a guy like you.
My brother, you're so gifted. The Father has really, you really touched your heart, and we really appreciate your openness to share and to come on the Kingdom Road Radio Show today and to begin to open up what's actually going on here. And one of the things that the return to the book you put on your last video was the return to the Aleppo Codex, and
and
I know, I mean, this is really special to all of us, but a lot of people don't even know what it is, and so I'm really excited that you're going to be highlighting that at the conference, and
yeah.
You know, and you were holding a version of it, obviously not the real one, but
no, the in 1976, you know, I'll tell a quick story about this. I'm holding the Aleppo Codex. The Aleppo Codex is the crown jewel of all Hebrew manuscripts. It is the most important Hebrew manuscript. And for those who say, but so what? How does it relate to my Bible? Without the Aleppo Codex, you are unable to have the best translation from Hebrew. The Aleppo Codex is the gold standard for the Hebrew manuscripts. And from there, we have the Leningrad Codex, which is about 100 years later. But the Aleppo Codex is not complete. The first five books are missing, which is a powerful story about that.
Mm-hmm.
The Leningrad Codex is the oldest, most complete vocalized Hebrew manuscript in the world. Both of those books, there's a phenomenal thing we're going to tell. I'm waiting for the conference to tell it. that has international implications about those two books. But let me just say this when it pertains to the Aleppo. So for me, when I have access to that book, realizing that there were limited editions of the printed version. Now, here's the good news. Because of technology, you know, Daniel says in the last days, information will increase. Because of technology, the Aleppo Codex is now available online. People can go and look at it word for word, letter for letter. What's special about that book for me is that they printed limited editions of the Aleppo Codex. And my friend Reggie White, who was in Israel, because it was so funny, I went to Israel for my invitation. My friend Reggie White says, "I can't believe you experienced all that. I want to experience the same thing. I want to meet the same people." So one of the persons that I met in Israel was my friend Nehemiah Gordon. So I called Nehemiah. I said, "Nehemiah, would you be willing to host Reggie White?" It's already been a great story that's been told. But one thing that happened is Reggie White got access to the original Aleppo Codex in the vault. He's looking at it. He said, "I want one of those." They said, "Oh, Mr. White, there's none of them left. We printed some." Then he gets a phone call saying there's 100 unbound manuscripts in the basement. Kind of reminds me of Josiah finding the book. "I'll take four of them." He buys one for Nehemiah, one for my friend Kadri Ismail, who was on our board and a great friend, one for him, and then he brought me that gift. Wow. Here's the original Aleppo Codex. And there's a story, like I said, I'm going to really hold it for those that get there, that honestly, Joseph, the implications of what's happened with that book in just the last couple weeks is I don't even know how I'll get through the story. But we're going to wait until we get to the conference, because it has international implications on what God is doing in the earth. He's doing something in the earth to awaken people again to his word. And where is his word? In his book. And his book is available to us, but many people don't realize it, don't understand it, and don't appreciate the ability that you just mentioned earlier for us to dig down to what he originally intended for it to say.
Amen. So this is incredible, and I cannot wait. I absolutely can't wait to hear what you have to say at this conference. I'm going to be looking at my plane tickets really soon to get over there.
Let me say something about that for those that are listening. If there is any way for you to get there, they go to bfainternational.com. On the front page, there's a banner about return the book. You click it. You go to the page that explains. There's two videos there, a bunch of written information, how all of this works. We've done something that I've never done before. I want to say this on radio. I've never, ever had an event that I was, you know, if I could say, how can I put this? Most everywhere I go, I just go and speak. There's never a charge. I just go and speak, do what I do. In fact, I came back from Singapore, went there, came back, didn't ask for, didn't get a dime, didn't want a penny. What we are doing, however, Joseph, is there is a small fee for this, because we had to rent a building. We don't own building. We don't have bricks and mortar. There's no building that I pay the lights for and all that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. We have to pay for some things to happen. We have to feed people on Shabbat. When you come there for Shabbat, I don't want to send you out to a restaurant. Right. I want to hand you a nice meal that you can enjoy. Those things cost money, and so we have a minimal fee. But I want people to know something. My heart, and you can check with people. Already we've gotten phone calls saying, "Hey, we just can't, you know, I will personally help people get there. It's that important." So if people can come, if they're able to come, I just want them to pray about whether they would like to have an opportunity to have access to the book that the author of his book, getting information for themselves. So please, at least go to bfainternational.com, go to return to the book, and know that if they come, they get to see you face to face.
Ah, that's right. And I will put the link.
So hopefully they'll consider it.
Yes, and this link will be on our IsraelOfPromise.org website, and on this post under the Kingdom Road Radio shows, and will be under this YouTube video, and all the links to Keith's BFA International. And you know, Keith is wonderful, and I really do feel that that what you're saying there, and there is nothing wrong with the fee is very minimal, and I was very happy to pay it myself and to have the ability to do it, and I really do feel your heart there.
To facilitate, yeah, facilitate the event is what we have to do. So anyway,
being a musician myself, I understand how important ticket sales are, just to even cover the cost. People think you go out and you make a lot of money. For a few, I guess, but we're not doing our work for money. We're doing it for to share the truth and share the love and work for our Heavenly Father. Amen. So, I have a couple other things I want to just reason about it. Okay. So you have this awesome thing that you got started and I listened down to it and it was really, great on the BFA International. And I'm not sure if it's still up there, but I think it is the Red Letter series.
Oh man, you want to talk about that? That is exciting. That is exiting.
Yes.
You asked the question.
Yeah. All right. So, just how I want to invite everyone, because people, okay, so I put up some stuff on the Hebrew Matthew and stuff, and there's all, of course, all these things we get involved with are controversial, and there's people coming at me with all kinds of things. But, at the end of the day, I think it's really great that people have access to the Hebrew Matthew, instead of sit there and try to discredit it. And I love the way you went through it really, slowly and walking people through it who maybe aren't as advanced into Hebrew. You really bring it out in a way that someone can feel comfortable with what they're getting. So just explain to us a little bit about your goal there with it.
So I had a rare opportunity some years ago to get a phone call from those who don't know Nehemiah Gordon. Nehemiah Gordon and I wrote a book called A Prayer to Our Father, Hebrew Origins of the Lord's Prayer. He's a Karaite Jew who lived in Israel at the time, and I being a United Methodist pastor, we came together around this book, and really we came together around one section of this book, which happens to be what in Christianity we call the Lord's Prayer. It's the Avinu, the Our Father prayer that many nations around the world, many languages, they speak of it as the Our Father. And so we dove into that, and as a result of being able to do that, I have continued to read Hebrew Matthew as a witness. Excuse me. I've been continuing to read Hebrew Matthew as another witness to balance with my Greek New Testament Hebrew Matthew. But really what I'm trying to do is to find out how the words of the one we call Yeshua, when he speaks of the Word of God, does that fit with the Word of God that from the book? And I found something really amazing. Can I tell you what it is? It's almost a secret. I don't know if I should say this. Come to find out, that when he would actually make a quote or speak, in the Greek, sometimes, which is translated into English, we miss exactly what's happening. In fact, many people would say, oh, he's actually quoting from the Greek Septuagint, which is the Greek translation from Hebrew of the Old Testament. But when we go to Hebrew Matthew, we find an amazing thing. We often find that actually what he's saying that's in Hebrew Matthew matches word for word with the book.
Amen.
When we find that, we should get excited, because then what we get a chance to do is we get to ask the question, so how does this apply to our life? And come to find out, when we're diving and digging in to get to the foundation of the book, and we find his words that match the book, all of a sudden we got something we can preach about. All of a sudden we got something we can talk about. And so for me, what I wanted to do was I had done the book with Nehemiah, studying, continuing to do presentations, but saying, there's more. So what I decided to do, Joseph, was start at the beginning and do what I call the Red Letter Series. Now, everybody knows about the Red Letter Bible. You open up a Bible and the red letters are the words that Jesus, Yeshua spoke.
Right.
So I tell people to do a radical thing. I might get in trouble with your listeners when I tell them this, but I'm going to say it publicly. I don't know if I've said it publicly very often, but I would tell people, I challenge you to do something. Open your New Testament, go to the book of Matthew, and just read the red letters and see how radical it is. Come to find out, Joseph, that a lot of preachers don't mess with the red letters as much as I thought they would. Mm-hmm. They did an actual study that says 85% of what's preached in the church are the epistles of Paul. Why? Because Paul, basically for them, they said, okay, Paul's going to help me find a way out of this thing. they're not even understanding the original. Let me get out of this quickly. They're not understanding the original language history context of what Paul's talking about. But let's set that aside. So what I did is I said, I'm just going to go through the red letters in the first part of Matthew. And I stopped at Matthew 5:18 and realized there needed to be more study. Now, I'm not going to go much further than this, but I will say there has been further study since we did the first 18 episodes of the Red Letter series. It's available for free. Say free.
Free.
All you have to be is a registered member, which means you get your email, you get a newsletter that lets you know all the exciting things that are going on. But you become a free member of BFAInternational.com, and you can listen to these 18 episodes. I would challenge people that are listening to go to our site, go to Academy up in the right corner, little gold button, push it. It'll say become a free member, and go to the Red Letter series. It really is phenomenal. I have an announcement I'm going to make at the Return to the Book Conference, not until then, about the Red Letter series phase two. That's going to shock. It's going to bless. It's going to bless people. It's going to bless people. I'm just telling you.
Amen. I know it is. And I would like to say everyone should definitely go listen to the first 18 episodes and just get ready. And there's some things in there that for those that are very interested in the name, that Yehovah, that vocalization, you get into the part about the Nakuda, the vowel points and these things, how, you know, Yeshua, he actually talks about these things maintaining forever. And so I'm just going to leave it at that. We're going to have them go check it out for themselves. You can call them jots and tittles if you want, but it's very clear.
Well, here's one thing Joseph, is that, and I've had other ministries that hopefully will copy this, and I say copy carefully. I want them to recreate what we do. What we do is we give people an audio or we give people a video, and when we're able, we do a PDF. And with a PDF, meaning you can download that PDF and have it in writing for yourself to study for yourself. You know, the biggest thing I would say from our interview today is that if I can be a part of, what through the ministry that we had at BFAInternational.com, of inspiring someone to dig deeper into the Word of God, then I'm happy. If anyone listens and they say, Keith Johnson says, no. That's why I don't have a ministry that's called Keith Johnson Ministries. I don't care about what I say. I only want to give people access to information about what he says. And if I'm guilty of anything, in fact, this is probably what gets me in trouble with the Methodists, is that I ask one question. Is it in the Word of God? Well, the Book of Discipline says, no, I'm talking about the Book of Discipline. Is it in the Word of God? Well, the history of it, okay, that's fine, but where is it in the Word of God? Well, you know, today's society says, I don't care about that. I want to know, the creator of the universe was smart enough to think about 2017. You think when he gave a revelation, he thought, oh boy, I guess I better change it for 2017. No, excuse my excitement. His word is good then, it's good now, and it will be good into the future. That's what his name means. He was, he is, he shall be. That's who he is. That's what he does. So for me, I don't know how I'm going to be contained. Luckily, Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yehuda is going to be speaking with me. And if I get too out of control, I'll just put him up there, and he'll calm everything down. But he gets pretty excited himself. So I'm really looking forward to this. I have to tell you, Joseph, two things. First of all, for the invitation, I don't do a lot of radio interviews right now because I'm so focused on what I'm doing. But when I got your invitation, I said yes. And that was before I knew anything about whether you were going to come or not to the conference.
Right.
To know now that you and I are going to be there together, I consider you a leader. I consider you a person who's out there doing an important work. I hope there are other Josephs that we can get together and in the midst of a conference have a summit.
Amen.
have some, you know what they do at the G20? Let me tell you, I probably don't like the G20 thing. So when all these leaders get together, they have what's called sidebar conversations. You know, they have these conversations that take place apart from the conference. This is what I'm calling for right now. Joseph, you and I will have like a Trump and Putin meeting.
That sounds good.
I hope that others like you will come, that I can meet with, get a chance to know me a little bit better. Sometimes there's confusion out there about who we are, but I think if you look at the fruit of our ministry, you'll know that it's based on the Word of God.
Amen. I know for sure. That's exactly it. And it's interesting you bring this up because when you look at the governments of the world and politics, and it's something I really, in a sense, stay away from. But what you brought out, I think, is very important because when you look, because I'm about the kingdom of our Heavenly Father, the kingdom of Hashemayim, and wanting to be a part of this his government in any way. If I'm the street cleaner, I'm happy. I'll do any job
in
his kingdom.
Amen.
However, the governments of this world, America, Russia, the G20, all these things, the organizational ability that they have, the way they come together, the way they make decisions, there's things that people can learn from how organized the world is. And so in that sense, I really do appreciate what you brought out there. In fact, I went to something with my county that I live in, and I was just so impressed at their PowerPoint presentation and how they brought things out so organized and so clear, and the law is this, and you do this. And I think it's really important to realize that clarity, and that we will get back to the real law. Go for it, my brother.
Yeah, the only thing I would say is that one thing I would say, if you ask anyone that works with us, anybody that has worked with BFA International, consultants, people that do specific jobs for us or help with us, what they'll say about me is that Keith is committed to excellence. And I think if you look at what we've done, I say this in humility, I've had some really smart people and some really talented people help me get the message out. But this conference is going to be excellent. It's going to be clear. You're going to walk away. It's not going to be disorganized. We're going to be organized. We're going to be open for the move of the Spirit. We're going to, you know, definitely enjoy our time together. But when we get down to opening up the Word of God, we take that serious. And I would, you know, in fact, I'm telling people now, I haven't said it yet publicly, but I'm asking people to bring two versions. Bring two versions of your Bible. It's important to help people that don't have, see, some people think, well, I didn't study all the Hebrew and the Greek, I'll never understand it. No. There are some creative ways that you can get to the bedrock of the book having all of the, you know, letters behind your name. Because as Daniel said, in the last days, information will increase. And we have access to information now. And as it pertains to studying the Word of God, I don't think people realize it. So we're going to bring that information to them, give them those tools, give them access to tools. And again, for me, we want it to be an excellent conference. I'm taking a big step because I don't like I wasn't planning on doing this sort of thing, but I've done it in the past when I worked in the ministry with athletes, and I'm looking forward to doing it. I'm looking forward to being with Rabbi Eliezer. I'm especially looking forward to those that are listening that just want to have a good old-fashioned encounter with the Word of God and with some people that we can love Him. And guess what? We might even do, be careful. No, don't tell this too loud, but we might get a chance to know each other a little bit. We might get a chance to learn how to love each other. And if someone doesn't think like you, act like you, talk like you, I definitely don't look like you. But guess what? I think our spirit, our heart, can be knit together around the Word of God. So I've always done that. That's what's going to happen. So I would just tell you that we're scratching the surface in this interview, but what's going to come out is going to really bless people. So I'm appreciating the invitation, and I'm especially appreciating the fact that you're going to be.
Oh, yes. Thank you, my brother. And I would like to say for all the listeners out there, you know, Brother Keith, as he said, judge the tree by its fruits, the fruits of the ministry. They bear, they're very beautiful fruits, tasty fruits. He's putting out a lot of great information. And, you know, so please, I know some people that are in the Hebrew Roots movement are coming, you know, are really, in a sense, afraid of anything that says Methodist or anything. But I would like... Any of those people,
I'm afraid of it.
Yeah, exactly. But just saying, don't let that make you afraid. Look at what this brother is doing, and this is why I brought him on my on this Kingdom Road radio show, because I believe that Brother Keith Johnson is on the Kingdom Road, the same road that I'm on, the same road that you all are on. And as long as we keep paying attention to our Father, we will make it across that Jordan into the Promised Land, and that's a guarantee.
Brother.
So none of us have made it yet, but we're on the way. So
just be ready when you come, my friend. I think that we're really going to have a great time. And again, I really do sincerely invite people to at least pray about it. If you don't come, that's no offense. But if you do, I think you will not be disappointed. You'll be blessed by it. We did it a weekend at the end of the summer, too. So a lot of times people have a few things going on during then before the fall feasts. And that's why Rabbi Eliezer can come, actually. He travels a lot, he speaks a lot, and he's really looking forward to it. I will tell you one thing he's going to be talking about, Joseph. I think your folks will like this. Here we're going to have the grandson of the man who resurrected, single-handedly, in my opinion, resurrected the Hebrew language to be spoken in the land of Israel. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yehuda is actually going to do a presentation on why Hebrew. and he's going to make it so it's not so overwhelming for people.
Wow.
And that's one thing that's going to happen, one of many things. I do want to say also on this radio show right now, I just got off the phone yesterday with the founder, editor and founder of Breaking Israel News, along with a wonderful, wonderful lady named Donna, who's doing connections with them beyond the Jewish community. She's communicating and interfacing with the Christian community, the Messianic community. Donna and Rabbi Tuli, I met with them at Breaking Israel News yesterday, and they, as of today, are beginning to ask the question how we can partner to both get the message out and to make this a really wonderful experience. So back to the whole call to Israel. For me yesterday, to be on the phone with Israel, and Israel, through Rabbi Tuli and Donna, are saying, we're excited about the return to the book conference and with what you're doing with Rabbi Eliezer ben Yehuda. How can we help? So this is an international, wonderful, powerful site, Breaking Israel News, news from a biblical perspective. That's what I love about them. We're grabbing hands and we're asking creatively how we can help this conference really be the best it can. So just got off the phone with them yesterday. They're already doing an ad today. They'll do interviews with Rabbi Eliezer and other things. Some of the things that they're going to give us access to, well, I wish I could tell you one of them, but I just have to say one thing. We're going to have access to the Israel Bible. And if you haven't heard about that, you're going to hear more about it at the conference. It is a phenomenal one of the tools that we're going to have access to as a result of our relationship with Breaking Israel News. Rabbi Tuli and Donna both, man, they blessed me yesterday. So that just happened.
Hallelujah.
No one knows about this except for you, Joseph.
Wow.
So hopefully, we're going to get this information out right away. I want to get this out. Last thing I would say is that this is the end of the early bird registration, which means we know what those numbers are and we're preparing accordingly. But we will keep registration open as long as we have room up until the conference. But this time, if they're listening right now, up through July 15th is the time to take advantage of it, because we have a special gift for those that also, like you and your wife and others, that go ahead and make that commitment. So it helps us in planning. It helps us in preparing some special things that we need time to prepare. So anyway, I just wanted to tell you that. I'm probably taking more time than I need to, but really I appreciate this opportunity, and I really am excited about what's coming.
My brother, this is incredible. Breaking Israel News. This is so exciting. So this is amazing development. So brothers and sisters, we can see when the Father gives vision, as Keith always says, he always gives provision.
Come on, brother.
That's right. That's right.
Joseph, I'm going to have to say that at the conference.
Oh, man. I can't wait to hear it. You know, so this is great. And brothers and sisters, please go to BFA International and sign up. It's free. And also, you can actually become, you can support. Give us your little ministry minute on how they could sign up and even support greater.
It's really funny. I would have went through this whole thing and people say, Keith, why didn't you tell people how they could support BFA? Because that's not usually my focus. As I say, when God gives vision, he always gives provision. We have some people, some wonderful people that are helping us be able to produce the best videos and to provide, you know, whether it's books and all these sorts of things. But one of the things we've done that I really, really like is that we have what's called a premium content library. And what we have in that premium content library is over, I think the number now, it's well over 50-some HD quality videos that have been seen on international television, Christian television around the world, that are really, really good, that focus on one of three things: God's time, God's Torah, God's tetragrammaton, his name. And those videos, the response from people have been amazing. So what the premium content library allows us to do is for people, for a minimal monthly fee of $9.99, they have access to everything, and they could take a year and not get through everything that's on the BFA site. But what that allows us to do is, if we can get more people that do that, it gives us more access to the resources to continue to produce even more. And that's why, even with the Red Letter series, what we're going to do next, we have a biblical Hebrew course, 31 lessons in biblical Hebrew. We've got a Time Will Tell series. We've got Now is the Time series, Road to Reformation series, so many things that are there for people. So if they would consider that after they're a free member for a while, we would love to have them. We give as many benefits as we can for those that support us through the premium content library. In other words, they're not just giving to us. We give to them, and together we get the chance to do something really wonderful.
That's right.
So I appreciate you letting me make that plug. But again, the number one thing is we're a site that wants to inspire people to build a biblical foundation for their faith. Hopefully this conference will be one more brick, one more brick in a wonderful foundation that we're building for people around the world. And people around the world, we got their attention.
That's right. Well, Brother Keith, you got my attention. And BFA International is a wonderful website. I visit it often. And thank you for all that you're doing. And as we are here, we've reached a good time to probably wrap this up today. And it's really, I mean, we definitely want to have you back on our radio show after the conference. Absolutely. Or maybe we'll do it in person interview. We'll see what happens.
Hey, I tell you what, Joseph, when you come to the conference, let's do a live interview.
That would be great. Let's do that. Awesome. Amen. So We got time. We got Torah. We got Tetragrammaton. And we got the truth is the great T over all of that. So this is.
So can I take that? No, can I take that? I like that.
Yes, sir. You can have it.
Hey, thanks for having me. Thanks, Nathan, for listening. Thank you for putting up with the old Methodist. But like I say, I got a most wanted list in the bishop's office. They don't like me.
That's right, my brother. Well, listen, you know, you can, again, bfinternational.com and israelofpromise.org is our website. And Kingdom Road Radio, Israel of Promise, iTunes. You can check it out there on the podcast. And so thanks, you know, for listening, everybody. We look forward to being in contact more with Brother Keith Johnson. And for everyone that's listening, just remember that when you listen to these things, that we're just messengers to spread a message. The messengers mean absolutely nothing. It's the message that we're sharing. And it's ultimately to glorify our Father's name. I want to remind everybody to get these two books that I'm going to hold up here. A Prayer to Our Father, The Hebrew Origins of the Lord's Prayer by Nehemiah Gordon and Keith Johnson. I highly recommend this book. It's beautiful. And anyone will love this book. And then this is a fantastic, if for those that really want to know about the name and they're not afraid to look at the truth, His Hallowed Name Revealed Again by Keith Johnson. And I just want to say, Keith did a wonderful job on this book, and it wasn't written in a way that puts anyone down for their personal beliefs or where they're at with the name.
No.
It's very humble. It's wonderful, and the name is exalted, the name above all names. And so thank you for that work. And so everyone, please go out and buy these books and give them as gifts to people.
Right on our site.
Yeah.
Yep, they're available on our site, so at the store.
And,
hey,
and
you know what, Joseph? I forgot to tell you one thing.
Yeah.
His Hallowed Name Revealed Again also is available on. We have a video version of it where you can download it.
Okay.
To your phone, and it has some audio and video files actually in the book, so it's pretty cool.
Wow. All right, so Brother Keith, thank you so much. So on the way out, give us one little Torah bite on the way out. You know, let's.
I give you a great one. In the first words that God spoke, he said, Yehi Or. When those are the first words he spoke, and I always tell people, maybe he had a meeting and said, well, what should be my first words recorded? Should I say, something about humanity or whatever? And he uses this Hebrew word, Yud, He, Yud. And that word, Yud, He, Yud, comes from the same root as his name. So, Ehiye, Asher, Ehiye, that root, and him saying Yehi Or is like the first thing out of his mouth was his name.
Hallelujah. You can see it, can read it. And so everyone, Yehovah be with you all. Thanks for listening. Keith Johnson, it is a pleasure to meet you on this interview. And thank you for the work you're doing. I look forward to see you face to face at the Return to the Book Conference. Yah guide and keep and make his face shine upon you and all your loved ones and all the people that are working in your ministry. And thank you so much, Brother Keith. Any final words?
That's it. Amen.
Amen. Shalom, shalom, everyone.
He will lead. We must follow. This is reality. Yes, I know. When you lead, the blessings follow. Kingdom Road, Kingdom Road. We always in the sun, Kingdom Road. The light of Zion, Kingdom Road. over Jordan. Are you ready to meet the promised land?